What's going on, man? This is your boy Big Wayne. Welcome to another episode of the Grind Flu Podcast. Appreciate y'all for being here. We're about to get into another great episode. I appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all for being here, man. Give yourself a round of applause for being here right now. Give yourself hand claps, pats on the backs. I know y'all get to that shit. I know you're hustling, doing whatever you're supposed to do to get to the paper, the bread, the cheese, the fettuccine, whatever you want to call it, the shit that pay the bills. Hey, I appreciate y'all. Today, we have another great episode. This episode is episode 14. We on our way. I told you I'm dropping these bitches, man. I'm dropping these bitches like red tops. Red tops and blue tops, man. Like I say, we going up, man. I appreciate y'all. Y'all been listening, putting in work, doing what y'all supposed to do, and helping a nigga out, pushing this shit. Real Grind Flu family. I appreciate y'all, man. Real shit, man. Hey, keep doing what y'all doing. We got another great topic. I hope y'all had a great week. Hope y'all y'all blessings that y'all been praying for been coming through for y'all. The blessings that y'all been praying for your family been coming through for them. Man, for real. Because you know, before you put yourself first, you got to put other people first too. That's how you do that shit. But nah, man, I appreciate y'all for coming through. And I ain't going to waste y'all time. We're going to jump right into these topics. Let me know what y'all want to hear about. And then I'm going to think about doing the shit. You know what I'm saying? Cause we grinding. So just let me know what y'all think about, or whatever y'all want to talk about, or what y'all want to see, what y'all want to hear, and we're gonna go straight from there. But right now, I'm gonna jump right into this topic. I ain't gonna waste y'all time. Cause I just like going here and get straight to the real shit. Straight to the real shit. I don't like bullshitting. I don't like doing none of the cap shit. All the small talk. Say the small talk for the small business, man. We big business. So we finna talk. We finna go ahead and get right into this shit, man. We don't do all this small talk. Yeah, hey, I say, hey, how y'all doing? We gonna get right into this shit. What's been on my mind? What's been on my mind is we are people that don't belong in your circle. We are not people that don't belong in your circle, man. Y'all know when I take that deep breath, it finna get real. Whenever I drop my deep breath, it finna go down, man. That shit like Lil Wayne, Big Flick, man. Whenever he light it lighter, that's how that deep breath is. I'm finna talk my shit. Weeding out people that do not belong. That's some hard shit to do, man. I know that's some hard shit to do. That shit, sometimes that shit take years of experience of dealing with different people, because if you haven't dealt with different people, how would you know who to weed out? You know what I'm saying? That shit hard, man, because you ain't finna just kick no nigga that you fuck with or you love out your circle. You know what I'm saying? But we not people that don't belong, bro. For the easy terms, man, I'm just gonna say how I do it. If you ain't, it's ways I could tell whether you fuck with me or not. You know what I'm saying? Being excited about what I'm talking about, being on the same page about what I'm talking about, doing what I do. If I tell you something, giving me real advice about what I'm trying to pursue. Will show me whether you want, you know what I'm saying, whether you're in my circle or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, doing certain shit, like, far as me trying to come up, you see I'm passionate about that shit. If you my people, you my dog, you my girl, why the fuck you ain't passionate about that shit either? You know what I'm saying? It don't supposed to be like, well, we dogs, but shit, that's his shit. You can't be my dog then. You can't be my people. You know what I'm saying? You can't be my homie. You can't be my girl if you ain't passionate about what the fuck I'm passionate about. That's how I know I'm finna get your ass up out of there. That's some bullshit. You gotta be passionate about it. I don't give a fuck if it ain't got shit to do with you. If you ain't passionate about what the fuck I'm doing, or passionate about what the people I'm finna put on, or the people we finna push, or doing anything like that, you ain't can't be the person for me. You can't be. You gotta get the fuck out of my circle. And my thing is, why you wanna stay in my circle? If you know you don't like me, that's another big deal. We know we don't, you know you don't like me, you know you don't fuck with me. Why the hell you wanna be in my circle? Wait, you just wanna tear me down, or you wanna be nosy? Huh? You just probably just want to be nosy. I feel like you just want to be nosy and see what the fuck a nigga got going on, or try to make sure that I fail. Well, I got good news and bad news for you. Which one you want first? You want the good news? The good news is you gonna see me fail. Cause when you're on your way to the top, you gonna fail. The bad news is, nigga, at the end, I'm gonna win. Man, y'all capture that shit, man. You gonna see me fail. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's the good news. You're going to see that. But the bad news is, at the end, I'm going to win. So why the fuck you want to be in my circle? Why you can't you be like, I ain't going to need help, big Wayne. I really don't fuck with what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to step out the way and let whoever down for you come rock with you. But I don't believe in what you got going on. I can respect you more if you tell me that shit. I can respect you more if you tell me that shit. Instead of that being around, it make it look like you're waiting for a handout. It make me think that you're waiting. I don't really fuck with what he got going on, but just in case he do make it, I'm just going to stick around so I can get me a meal or two where I got good news and bad news for you. I got good news and bad news for you. The good, what you want, the good news or the bad news? The good news is, yeah, you gonna see me win. That's the good news. The bad news, you ain't getting shit out of me. Straight up, man. Get the fuck out of these people's circle if you know you ain't rocking with them, man. That go for people that even listen to me. If you know you, then I always say that. I used to say this all the time. If I don't really fuck with nobody, I'm not finna hang around them. I'm not finna hang around. If I know I don't fuck with you, or I ain't been in your circle or your current circle in order to get to where you at, I'm not finna fake kick it. I celebrate you. I push you, and I give you advice or whatever the fuck I need to do for you. But I ain't finna jump in your circle knowing damn well I ain't never had that issue where I don't like no nigga and want to be in their circle. That ain't no issue. But I'm saying, I would never fuck with somebody knowing I don't like them for real. That's lame as fuck. Your bitch nigga, you do it. Your pussy. That mean I don't like it, but I want what you got. I want what you got. Because I got to feed my family. Everything you do to feed your family ain't right. I hate when niggas say, well, shit, I respect it because he got to feed his family. Nigga, every pussy little shit you doing pussy shit to feed your family, nigga, you ain't doing that but feeding them pussy. Come on, man. You ain't doing that but feeding them pussy. If you doing shit, you doing pussy shit to feed your family, all you doing is putting pussy on their plate and feeding them pussy. Stop doing lame shit. You know you don't like the nigga. Stop fucking with him. You know you don't like the girl. Why you fucking with her? And for the person that they doing it to, weed out them folk. You know, man, you see the flag? Get them out of there. Foot in the ass. Going on. For real, man. God, let these people go. Stop being against them. And let them back in the door. You go against God. When God get these folks out your life, you be like, anything evil that ain't for me, get it gone. Get it gone, get it gone, get it gone. And God, he get them out your life, and get what you do, you go pull them back in. So what you saying? God don't know what the hell he talking about? Or your God don't know what the hell he talking about? Because my God know what he talking about. God kick these folks out your life. He put these folks out your life. He, you know what I'm saying? He put them in certain places because he know they ain't built like that, or they ain't built like that for you. And you pull them back in. That's a slap in God's face. You know what I'm saying? That's why God don't want to mess with some of y'all. Just think about that. Everything I say, just think about it. God, take these folks out your life and you go put them right back in there. And then you pray to them again. He be like, nah, you ain't need solid to yourself. Go fix yourself first. Come on, man. You got to be for real, man. Y'all think about all the real shit, but how you do, folk. Man, God put these people out your life for certain reasons, man. And you know that shit. A month down, 2 months down. Well, maybe he can do this. Or maybe she can do that. Maybe, like, God, I don't know what he's talking about. That's a slap in the face. That's like you begged me for something. All your, been begging me for some shit for months, and I do it for you. Then you be like, no, I'm gonna do it this way. You done begged me for months, and I finally do it for you. So what you think I'm gonna do next time you come around and you come in my face saying, please, Big Wayne, or please, whoever, or please, please, sis, do this for me? What you think I'm gonna do? I might do it for you, but it ain't gonna be how I did it for you the first time. For real, man. And another thing, man, stop showing your blessing to the snakes and devils, man. The devils and snakes. Stop showing your blessing to these folk. Be showing your blessings. Let these folks see your blessings. Showing and seeing is different. They gonna see that shit. Stop showing it to them. Hey, y'all, come over here. But like I say, it's your circle, man. Mind your circle. Snakes don't just come from, you know what I'm saying, from out of nowhere. It be your circle. Mind your circle. See who you in your circle. In your circle. Stop showing these people what you got going on all the time. These folk got to pass the test. They're like, you got to pass the test. Stop showing these folks your hand all the fucking time when it comes to you growing. Because if you showing your hand all the time, they'll know how to cut you down. Every time, all the time. They'll know how to put you down. Then you be looking like, well, damn, I did everything right. It can't make it sound slow when you think about it. Because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're showing your hand to the devils and stuff. Look, did what I've been doing to do this. Knowing damn well these folks ain't had no part of your success. Never, ever, ain't never support you for real. They share your shit, but they share it because they feel guilty. That's another thing we got to tap in on. Folks sharing your shit because they feel guilty. They don't share your shit or post your shit because they fuck with you for real. They share your shit because they feel guilty. They feel like, damn, everybody else doing it, or you got this many people doing it. It would look crazy if I don't do it, so let me go ahead and share it. That ain't real love. People do it. They doing it because they feel guilty. I don't want that guilty shit. If you don't fuck with me, I'd rather you just not fuck with me. I love it that way. I love it that way, man. We got to keep it real with one another, especially when it comes to growing and building businesses, because, bruh, but it's going to be hard. You're going to have your snake in your operation every time. Look at all the bigger people, man, the bigger dope boy, the bigger business owners, everybody. You're going to have your one in your operation every time, man. In your operation every time. Because usually people that be entrepreneurs, the best entrepreneurs, the best business owners, they always start off with a good heart. People don't know that shit. People, if you do your homework, if you're a real entrepreneur, I ain't even tapping into that. If you're a real entrepreneur, I'm talking about you do this shit. You live for this shit. Well, you can sell anything. You sell candy canes, boiled eggs, and goddamn beef jerky. You know what I'm saying? You can sell anything. That's a real entrepreneur. You can sell anything. Or you can come up with anything. A creative mindset. You know how to get that shit off. You know that at first you have your first mindset when you first start in the business. Your first thing you're thinking is, how can I be an asset to the community or to my community at an affordable, you know what I'm saying, at an affordable price. You're always trying to show love. In Roman terms, you're moving sacks. You're moving whatever you're moving. But you're moving at a low price. I got 2 for $5. You know what I'm saying? Then think about this. I want y'all to think about this. You got to think about it like that. Like, you always think about how can you show love to the community. But at the end, when you're done, you done been through the bend, you're selling it 2 for $5. All right, you selling it 2 for $5. You can't even pay your rent. Can't even get your lights on. Keep your lights on. You can't even show, you know what I'm saying, put back into your business or whatever you got going on. So now you decide to go up. You decide to go up in your business. You decide, okay, all right, I done sold love to the community so much. Or you cut hair. You cut hair for low prices. Then you decide to go up finally. Now, You're thinking like, how can I get, you know what I'm saying, have a lucrative business off this shit? You go up on your prices, now they looking at you crazy like, I remember when you had the 2 for $5, I was with you doing it then. Huh? Man. I'm going to let y'all think about that. I'm gonna let y'all think about that, man. You start when you're a real entrepreneur, you're real, you know, you're saying you're coming up in the game, you're a real entrepreneur, you're a real business person. You come, you always have a good heart at first, but at the end, you already know you gotta turn and you be an angel. Then to the people, you turn evil. Cause you ain't evil. You just doing what's best for business. You finally doing what's best for you. It always be like that with business. People that's the biggest business owners always look like they did. Just think about it. Everybody think Jay-Z joined Illuminati. Everybody that rich as fuck, every black person that's rich as fuck, or any white person too, they always think, we always think they joined the Illuminati because they finally end up doing something that was best for them. That's crazy. That's crazy. Just think about that shit. We start off, you know, well, I remember this, he must have sold his soul. Why we say that? Why we always say they must have sold their soul? Because they switched up. We tried to show love to the community, but the community didn't show love to us. Man, that's another topic for another day. That's another topic for another day. I end up getting off that shit, but just think about that. And another, stop being so easy to being available. Like, when somebody call you, stop. You ain't got to say yes all the time. Say no some damn time. No is good. But saying no is good sometimes. Stop being a yes man. You say yes all the damn time. Can you give me a ride to the store? All right, I got you. Can you do that for me? Yeah, I got. Stop being a bitch, man. Stop being a pushover, man. For I know I'm big on that, man. Don't be no bitch, man. I don't like that shit. Especially for our men, bro. Stop being, you know what I'm saying? Don't be a pushover, man. Yeah, I get it. Be nice. Be cool. Be humble. Help others. I'm all for that. Help others that deserve that shit, too. I'm big on that. Help people that deserve to be helped. Because you know who deserves to be helped. If you go out there and help a motherfucker that claim they rich and claim they got it and they claim they do all this shit, then you go on the corner and you see somebody ain't got the shit, whether they want beer, cocaine, whatever the fuck they do with all that, with, you know what I'm saying, whoop the whoop, and you still don't give it to them, you might as well be a bitch too. Because this nigga over here capping like he got it, you still gave it to him? Shit, you know he ain't got it. Look at these things. Come on, man. I'm all over the place with it tonight, man. I'm trying to channel that shit. I'm trying to channel this shit, but it just, the bullshit, man. It be too much bullshit going on when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to realizing what's real and what's not. And we grown as fuck. We grown as hell. And, like, man, and speaking of being humble, man, be humble, but not too damn humble. Be humble, but not too damn humble. You be too damn humble, and give people the opportunity to fuck with you. They're going for whoever coming up, young, and you work in a business or a lane where it's a whole bunch of old people or experienced people. And they be like, be humble. Be humble. Don't be too damn humble, bro. Be humble enough to say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, and I appreciate you and thank you and be coachable. That's how humble you need to be. But other than that, pop your shit. Cause you don't, man, I heard Dane Dash said this shit, man. Dane Dash said, fuck being humble. He said, fuck it. He ain't trying to be humble. Cause you the only person that gonna tell yourself that you're great, which is some real shit. I'm standing on that. You're the only person that's going to tell yourself. They tell you to be humble, but they never tell you that you're great. They don't never give you your props. But the only thing they tell you is be humble. Fuck that. Fuck it. Fuck all that. I don't give a damn. Don't be too damn humble. Pop your shit. I'm big on that. Pop it. God damn it. Shit, man. If these folks getting mad, they hate. Shit, man. Tell them folks to step their swag up. Step that shit up then. Is that the case? Step it up. Don't get mad at me. Why you mad at me? Because I done worked hard and came out of the mud for this shit. And one thing about me, I ain't no hater. I never hated. Now, I don't do no hating. Mm-mm. I don't do no hating. Pop your shit. Do that. Shit. If I feel some type of way, I'm feeling some type of way about my damn self. Cause if, especially if you work hard for your shit, nigga, work, pop your, what's up with you? You done work hard, you done put all your time and your grind in for the shit, and you tell them you ain't gonna pop your shit? Man, you better pop it. God damn it. Shit, I'm sorry. For real, man. And last but not least, man, like, become addicted to working, man. Fuck the money. Like, this real talk. I know I talk shit. I talk wild and popular shit and all that, but become addicted to the, whatever craft you in, become addicted to it. Become addicted to learning different ways of how to do it. Like, but just become addicted to the business of whatever you're doing, whether it's turning a wrench or working in a doctor's office, man. Become addicted to whatever you're doing. Become addicted to it. Become, like, work. Ain't nothing wrong with working. This shit, a lot of shit that going on that made niggas soft, that made people soft. People don't want to work. They don't want to grind. They don't want to elevate. They just want to stay one way. Spend money, not make money, and not feed. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, and not feed the people that's around you. That's crazy. That's what you make money for. You feed the people. You know how good it feel? Man, it feel good to me just to give somebody some bullshit, like some little shit. Like, to give somebody $5, here you go. That shit make me feel great. So imagine if you can do it on a major scale. Imagine you can do that shit on a major scale, man. Get addicted to this grind, man. Get addicted to this shit. This shit feel good. Work that muscle, man. Stay learning. Stay doing. Stay coming up with different ways to teach people how to make money. You can live for life. You can live forever. That's what I mean when you're eternal. When you're eternal like that, you live forever. You teach people your ways. You'll live forever like that, man. Come on, man. Y'all got this shit, man. I ain't even gonna hold y'all ass up with episode 14. What episode is it? Episode 14? I think it's episode 14. I've been dropping these bitches. Like, but no, I ain't finna hold y'all ass up. Y'all know what the fuck to do. Get that shit right, man. I appreciate y'all for stopping by and listening. Take something from it. It's something for you in this bitch. Especially when you grind. I know a lot of people that's coming up, that's hustling to get it, they humble as fuck. Take some shit from that, man. Learn that shit, bro. Don't be too damn humble, man. I ain't gonna get on your ass too much tonight because I'm chilling. I'm really chilling tonight. So I ain't gonna get on your ass too that much, ma'am. Bro, sis, I'm not gonna get on your head too much tonight, but that, learn something from that shit. And I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. This is another episode, Grind Flu Podcast, episode 14. Damn, we running these bitches up. We got these bitches like red top, blue top. We want you want. We working these hoes. So if you listen to this shit on the road, you're riding your 18-wheeler, you're getting to it, you're floating that bit, you're moving your bricks, whatever you do, you know what I'm saying? Listen to this podcast, man. Listen to your word. This your word right here. So this hustler's therapy, what I'm giving to you. This is your hustler's therapy. Listen to this shit. You might learn something from it. I appreciate y'all. May y'all have a good night, good morning, good evening. And I'm out this bitch, man. I ain't gonna hold you up. Love y'all.